This is an MUT Radio podcast.
A-lister on the line. TD Soul, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks. And you?
I'm doing great. Oh, Usixolele bandla, technical difficulties. We did try to get a hold of you. Hey, awusazanga ngisho ne pu 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 pu. Are you good though?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, nice to see you, Pila. I can hear you're on the road. Hey, Pila, it's a Friday. You've got a gig.
Yeah, I've got a gig at Amelie, so yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, that's great if the music has got you up and running. So, Stella Mvetu, like, we want to get straight into it. Uguti, uTD Soul, like, ban kahle kahle. And then you can also give us a little bit of information on your musical background. We know, Uguti, you started recording in 2014, but umculo vele, uthanda lomculo started way before that. So take us on that journey.
So
you've always loved music and you've always loved soul music to be exact.
Yeah, I've always loved music. Subconsciously, ukhona lokho nje ukuthi okay, growing up, abafowethu like the certain kind of music. So ngilalele nami ngazosikhonte yakhekayo yabo kumina.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So you've worked with some great producers, like, for example, Elevators, who produced Ingoma Le Ikhula by uBella Nokelo. So how was it like working with those producers? And did they...
Sebenzile Ingoma, actually Take Me High, my Elevators. Mm-hmm. Which is a smash icona available on my platforms.
Yeah,
I'm not that cool.
So, did they influence maybe your sound in any kind of way?
Because sikala, basically, since the R&B and the trap soul, then I found to branch into Afro house, and then so end up as meet up and now, sakingo mabeitan. Then we worked since on a music video, so really see the last year. So yeah, but babile na influence ababe nayo because besifuna ukubrancha ubona ukuthi okay ivoice ikhona kodwa sibona ukuthi if sizama le sound kanje kuzophumana wagcine kuphuma ke Take Me High senze nama Elevators.
Oh, that's great. So how would you personally describe your sound? You know, we probably find it very soulful and catchy, but when ngokwakho, how would you personally describe your sound?
Touchdown soul music.
Yeah.
It's very soulful with a message. With a bit of rhymes here and there.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's great. I honestly feel like it did because I've been listening to Ingoma Yakho Impilo Yami. I don't want us to talk about it now, but I will say because I've been listening to it quite a lot and it iyashaya ngempela, ishaya emphefumulweni. So Ingoma Yakho is the, my Zulu is not that great, but Ingoma Yakho is the ncuku zakudala, right? Yeah, that song, man.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that song.
Ingoma le esiyenze no MTZ.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Ingoma nje ekhuluma about a true story esahlangana naye.
Yeah.
Saqhamuka nokuthi no kune ideas nayo sobabili, so things esidlule kuzona sobabili. So kwase yaqhamuka kanjalo.
Oh wow, I love the fact that you can notice, good to know this person and I, you know, we are connecting musically. So as vele senze something, man, let's just get on a beat and sicule, yabo. So you have a project called, Music Within Me. I love that. I love the title Music Within Me, which is basically describing the music that's within you. So how was the creative process like for that project?
Music within me was a project. But saying he's still a day for it's cut a seed. Due to not having a team, I wouldn't push. Yung was wouldn't keep as in Yingoma were written like Mrs. Opuma as in were written like a while back. But when Nalo was, if I were to release a project, so we'll see, come with music within me, because then is I would in a part in me and I want to express it to the world. It sounded a dominated project, a trap soul, which is it sounding it under a cool. Since my influences are Migo Bona, or Beyonce, or Bryson Tiller,
Okay, now I get it. I get it. So as a local artist, TD Soul, I'm sure you've experienced some challenges, hey, in the industry. So how would you say you've overcome those challenges that you've experienced?
I would say my challenges are corner, but my one golden rule, Uguti, you never know which umuntu was bani, or you shouldn't deprive yourself of the opportunity of working with anyone, no matter the level of success.
Yeah.
Because you never know it's us our last. So I've always made sure with every opportunity I feel it may not seem like it's only to look till now, but great things come from Oksebenzisana and Abant will be so.
Yeah, most definitely. That's quite true. So, can you give us a sneak peek into any, new music or any upcoming projects or maybe even some collaborations that are going to be happening between you and different artists? Okay, I don't know.
A sneak peek into new music. Just keep it in Bilo Niami. We're going to release a few more singles. That's a, Epelezola, my music video. Sitila ne Afro House. So it's something also it dances, but it also has a message. Njoba ne pilo yami na message. But something that's relatable, telling itori onga wazo okay, and I've been through this, or maybe I'm currently going through leonte tira.
Yeah.
So as one, my music video and singles. No project. A like an album or an EP now.
Oh wow, that's beautiful. So, what message do you hope to convey with your music? What do you hope the people that listen to your music can take away from your music?
I always try to have like a message of hope.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. Besides, whether you're in the music industry or wherever, it's not always easy, and one shouldn't lose hope. So I want to convey a message of hope, just to play it in binge.
Yeah, most definitely. So where can people stream your music, and also where can they connect with you on social media?
On social media, or Facebook, TDSoul_SA, Instagram, TDSoul_SA. They can, for my bookings, blackstonemanagements, @gmail.com. Those are the handles, yes.
Thank you so much. Before we let you go, man, your latest single, Mbile Niyami, we absolutely love it. It's a beautiful song. What was the inspiration behind it?
Inspiration, if I'm going through something now and when I was a leaky term, so coffee and what I actually went to Mbile Niyami.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah. I think situation is still forever. Yeah.
Which is quite true. That is very true. We are both, nothing's lost forever, you know. Likhona ithemba. Thank you so much, TD Soul, for ukusivakashela and being our A-lister for this week, Friday. Thank you so much. Sizophuma ngengoma of one of the artists that you look up to, that you love. I think this was one of his greatest songs for me personally, that we all loved, and it has to be Bryson Tiller Don't. So, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.